Random House Audio presents The Confession by John Grisham. Read for you by Scott Sowers. Part 1. The Crime. Chapter 1. The custodian at St. Mark's had just scraped 3 inches of snow off the sidewalks when the man with the cane appeared. The sun was up, but the winds were howling. The temperature was stuck at the freezing mark. The man wore only a pair of thin dungarees, a summer shirt, well-worn hiking boots, and a light windbreaker that stood little chance against the chill. But he did not appear to be uncomfortable, nor was he in a hurry. He was on foot, walking with a limp and a slight tilt to his left, the side aided by the cane. He shuffled along the sidewalk near the chapel and stopped at a side door with the word office painted in dark red. He did not knock, and the door was not locked. He stepped inside just as another gust of wind hit him in the back. The room was a reception area with the cluttered, dusty look one would expect to find in an old church. In the center was a desk with a nameplate that announced the presence of Charlotte Younger, who sat not far behind her name. She said with a smile, "Good morning." "Good morning," the man said. A pause. "It's very cold out there."
"It is indeed," she said.